going to Winfield.
Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit about why the transition happened between Scropbilly and Spoiler Brayfield.
I think Scropbilly was kind of hard because we toured a bunch and played to nobody. You know, I mean, we didn't really know what we were doing a whole lot, and I think everybody kind of got burnt out to playing every single night to nobody. And, you know, we didn't have any really backing from the label, and they didn't know what they were doing, and we didn't know what we were doing about promoting shows abroad, and I think everybody got burnt out and we quit. I'm not for sure, though.
Yeah.
They say I was there.
How much did you tour with Scropbilly?
The whole time I was in the band. I started it, and was, yeah. You know, we put out 2 CDs, one on Bloodshot, one independently, and, I mean, for a couple years there, we were hitting it pretty hard.
What could you tell me what the years were that Scropbilly was?
Oh, man.
I know these are hard questions.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If I had a CD, I could look at it. I don't even own a Scropbilly CD. It's pretty sad. They're out of print. I can't get any.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the label sold all of them. They're not reprinting. And the first one we put out, we printed 1,000 and sold those a long time ago. I don't own one.